You're listening to the audio production of The Joy of Falling by Lindsay Harrell, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Emily Sutton Smith. In memory of my grandmother, Vennie Walker, who lovingly helped me through the grief of losing my mother and always offered me a safe haven in her warm embrace. And to David and Becky Goetz, who have demonstrated so beautifully what it means to walk in true joy despite the deepest grief a parent can know. Your faith inspires us all. Grief is like a long valley, a winding valley where any bend may reveal a totally new landscape. C.S. Lewis, A Grief Observed. 1. Once upon a time, color had dominated Eva Jameson's days. Now she stared at a white wall, with nothing but a black computer screen, a pen holder, and a stapler decorating her tiny world. Flat off-white fixtures overhead fed canned fluorescent light to the open room where her desk was squeezed in with 10 others. The single window in the space, located about as far from Eva's desk as possible, gave a view not of Central Park, but the side of another gray building. But it wasn't the Manhattan Heart Center's fault that it was an artist's nightmare, with its minimalist black furniture, drab olive carpet, and tacky motivational posters. No, the problem was her. She didn't belong here. And yet, this was the only place she wanted to be. Eva, she startled. The center's director, Marianne, stood next to Eva's desk, wisps of graying hair falling from her bun. Oh, hi. What's up? I need those reports for my 1 o'clock. Marianne checked her teal watch, which clashed horribly with her fuzzy red short-sleeved sweater, an interesting choice given the cloying end-of-August humidity outside. Did you send them? Reports? Which reports? Eva's cheeks burned. I thought so. She turned back to her computer and navigated to her woeful to-do list, found the item Marianne referenced. Not checked as complete. Ugh. I'm sorry, Marianne. I was working on it yesterday and got distracted. I'll get on it right away. Marianne rubbed the corner of her right eye, clearly suppressing a sigh. No, it's fine. Send Jerry what you have and he'll help me finish.
I don't mind, really.
She was supposed to meet her best friend, Kimberly Jensen, for lunch in a few minutes, but she'd understand if Eva needed to reschedule.
No, we've got it.
In other words, Eva had failed. Again. Last week's debacle, in which Eva had accidentally sent an internal message to all donors, had upended what little confidence she'd gained at her job. If she were a paid employee, Eva surely would have been fired by now. But the nonprofit center couldn't afford to turn away volunteers, even ones so ill-suited to administrative work as Eva Jameson.
I really am sorry.
Why don't you take your lunch break? In fact, why not just take the rest of the day off? We'll see you tomorrow, fresh and ready to go. Marianne's tone indicated wishful thinking rather than certainty that any improvement in Eva's work would ever occur. As Marianne walked away, Eva...